KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have snow here in Atlantic, 13 degrees. We look for light snow to continue through this morning. An additional 1 to 2 inches is possible on top of what we already have, which is 2.5 inches here at the KJAN studios. We picked up an inch since 5 a.m. We look for flurries this afternoon, a high around 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We do have updates on schools that had earlier announced they were running 2 hours late, so let's run down the entire list for you. Atlantic schools have canceled classes for today. Again, no school now in Atlantic. Adair Casey and AHSTW, along with Audubon, are all running 2 hours late. Also, no morning activities at AHSTW. No early out for professional development at Audubon. CAM, Coon Rapids Baird, and Exira EHK are running 2 hours late today. Griswold schools have canceled classes for today. Again, no school in Griswold. Guthrie Center, IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, and Panorama are all running 2 hours late. Riverside is a two-hour late start this morning. Trainer, Underwood, and West Central Valley schools are currently running 2 hours late. Keep in mind that could change. Woodbine has canceled classes for today. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the YMCA. There is no morning or afternoon preschool. Child Watch starts at 10 a.m. And TLC, you can bring your sack lunch. No at Little Lambs Preschool in Atlantic this morning, and Atlantic Head Start is currently running 2 hours late. Actually, Atlantic Head Start has canceled, I've just been informed, so that keeps you up to date on that one. I want to remind you also there is a winter weather advisory for snow in effect until noon today, and that advisory covers Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Cass, Audubon, Adair, Guthrie, Dallas, Madison, Crawford, and Carroll counties. Again, we can expect light snow accumulations through noon, 1 to 2 inches more possible, possibly along and north of Interstate 80 especially, and that'll make for difficult traveling conditions, so if you have to be out and about today, do use caution while driving. Well, firefighters from Audubon were called to a reported hog barn fire several miles northwest of Audubon Tuesday night. The call about the fire at 1038 170th Avenue came in at around 5:40 p.m. A person who answered the phone at the Audubon Fire Department said a spark from a welder triggered a flash fire in a methane pit. The fire blew itself out before firefighters arrived. No damage or injuries were reported. Firefighters were back in their station by around 6:35 p.m. Tuesday. Police in Red Oak say a juvenile male was cited for theft in the fifth degree, possession of alcohol under the age of 21, and possession of tobacco third offense. The unnamed youth was detained after officers called to the Dollar General store in Red Oak at around 6 p.m. Tuesday, investigated the theft from the store of two beers. The juvenile had left the scene in a vehicle, but officers later located the car at the intersection of North 6th and East Prospect Streets in Red Oak. The juvenile was a passenger in the vehicle. Authorities say in addition to having the alcohol, the juvenile was found to be in possession of tobacco. He was cited for those offenses and then released to his parents. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Corning man on Tuesday. At around 1 p.m., deputies took into custody 28-year-old Christian May of Corning on charges of indecent exposure and harassment. May was taken to the Adams County Jail and booked in. And just before 9 a.m. Tuesday, 36-year-old Dina Morales of Corning was arrested in Adams County. She was charged with harassment and brought to the Adams County Jail, where her bond was not set. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reported yesterday a 17-year-old female was referred to juvenile authorities Sunday on an assault charge. A simple assault, the unidentified teen was cited and released to a parent. And 24-year-old Kyle Christopher Larson of Audubon was arrested Sunday for domestic abuse. Larson was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a traffic stop on Sunday resulted in the arrest of two Atlantic men. 26-year-old Uriah Joyner of Atlantic was arrested for OWI second offense and possession of marijuana first offense. And 33-year-old Mike Henson of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of possession of marijuana first offense. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail and released later in the day Sunday on their own recognizances. Last Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 26-year-old Zachary Michael Bagshaw of Cumberland on a charge of OWI first offense. Bagshaw was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on his own recognizance. In the funeral announcements, Muriel Peterson, age 78, of Kimbleton, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Muriel Peterson will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton is in charge of the arrangements. Algene Sander, age 87, of Cumberland, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Algene Sander will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Bernal Clean, age 77, of Marnie, died Saturday at the Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Memorial services for Bernal Clean will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Franklin Anderson, age 93, of Exira, died February 1st at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Franklin Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. LaDonna Lee Applegate, age 78, of Oakland, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for LaDonna Applegate will be on Friday at 2:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Dorothy Louise King, age 74, of Hancock, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dorothy King will be Friday at 10:30 at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Doris May Diddy, age 90, of Stewart, died February 1st at her home. A celebration of life service for Doris Diddy will be Friday at 10:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. Rosemary Zeiger, age 94, of Marion and formerly of Audubon, died February 2nd at St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids. Funeral services for Rosemary Zeiger will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. John Leonard Watts, Jr., age 55, of Harlan, died January 25th in Harlan. Memorial services for John Watts, Jr. will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. And Ronald Eugene Plum, age 83, of Olathe, Kansas, died January 20th. A celebration of life for Ronald Plum will be on February 18th at 11 a.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of the news this morning here on KJN, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.